talk about it later, but I had a very broken English conversation with my mother-in-law for about 2 hours about why the Japanese people suck. Hello, America.
Poop and pee.
Your favorite scatological boys, fantasy boys, in the house, RDP Studios, Brian Kenny, Bill Squire.
Yes.
Yes, we are. We are in the house. I'm back. How was last week's episode?
It was wonderful. Cody talked about jerking off into the cup, and Larry the Cum Guy made another appearance.
I didn't see that.
That I was a big fan of the stock footage or photo of Larry the Cable Guy.
The Cum Guy.
Can I just quickly say that I enjoy your Hank Hill haircut that you have right now?
It is a little Hank Hillish.
You got Hank Hill hair in a Cosby sweater.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm fuck, my goddamn microphone is falling. Shit.
You got a vice grip it back down.
I know. When I first got this haircut like a week ago, I thought I looked like Jim Carrey in...
Me, Myself, and Irene.
Yeah, a little bit. But...
yeah, it's a little bit state trooper-ish.
It's all right. I had to come back from a completely shaved head.
I know. It takes a while. I'm going to have to probably shave my head after I do the perm thing.
Mm.
It's going
to be exciting.
I'd imagine.
It's gonna be hilarious. When are you... Oh, opening day, right?
Yeah.
Well, aren't you just going to keep the perm until it dies?
I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe, I mean, like, that's gotta be... That's gotta be terrible for your fucking hair.
I don't know. Yeah, probably. But it's hilarious.
It's gonna burn your fucking scalp off.
I mean, it's not... We're not doing it in 1943 anymore. Like, they've got some... Made some developments in the chemicals and...
Bill, it's called a permanent.
Yeah,
okay.
I know. Understand. I understand.
No changes in the chemicals.
No changes.
It's
they never
perfect, and they left it perfect.
You should get a good Jerry curl going.
When I got to do like fancy events, I'm gonna
just walk around with some stuff.
Get a nice sheen on it.
It look like Eddie Murphy and fucking Raw. What is like the process of getting a perm? It's like chemicals that just like curl your
first
hair.
First, I think you do the relaxer first, and then you do just to like strip it of all of its like qualities as hair, and then you like put it in curlers, and then put in whatever chemicals that make it like stay in that. And you have to like
first
leave
you
it
break the hair. You basically strip it of all of its hair qualities.
You basically turn it into like plastic, like you replace what was organic material with just chemicals.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah,
you'll like
fun.
You'll like
it. It grows out.
Yeah,
it grows pretty quick.
When you sleep, do you have to wear like a shower cap?
I don't have to, but I will. I want to take care of this thing. I don't want to have a flat side.
Oh man, that's a good one. We were talking about Johnny Manziel, because he made an appearance on the fucking Tomahawk podcast. Shout out Tomahawk podcast.
I still have never listened to it.
We're in...
I've listened to
good,
clips,
it's good, man.
Yeah.
It's really good. They have a really, really great rapport with one another. And Joe Thomas is funny. Like, he's
where's Hawkins playing right now?
Nowhere.
He's
retired.
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Is he living around here, then, I take it?
He lives around here, but he does. He'll pop around and do, like, ESPN and stuff. Like, he's done some ESPN segments. Like,
he's funny too.
He's great.
Yeah.
He's good on like his analysis and shit.
His
I like him, and he's also outspoken about like
Social
issues.
Justice.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I think he like the Browns were the last team they played for. Like, he didn't get picked up last year, and then that was it.
I think it's been 2 years since he's played.
Yeah, but like at the beginning of last season, he didn't get picked up, so I think he just retired. Mm-hmm. But they were talking about Johnny Manziel was the guest, and. Fucking, I gotta say, he's a likable fucking dude. I forgot that, like, how...
But you like really unlikable dudes.
Yeah, well, that's true. But
that's kind of your thing. You love very unlikable
Well, that's
people.
Because I myself am very unlikable.
What makes him so likable?
He's just, like, he's, like, upfront with his...
He is now.
Well, yeah.
He wasn't in the past.
But he straight up says, he's like, look, I was a stupid 22-year-old kid... I fucked up. I wish that I could take it back. He apologized to Joe Thomas for wasting 2 years of his career. They're like friends. Like they're
Well, on the little like excerpt that I read is he says that he couldn't call out the defense in a walkthrough.
Right, yeah.
Like, and yes. Like, how is that a starting quarterback?
Well, he kept saying that, so, like, in, like you said, in the walkthrough, he couldn't identify the defense, and it said it kept, like, affecting him, like, his confidence got, like, worse and worse, because it was so easy his whole career. He just, like, you know, rolled out of the pocket and threw it fucking 60 yards. But, they said that the ungluing came when Kyle Shanahan left. Like, that's what that fucked that entire team, which is true.
I believe
it. The whole team fell apart before Kyle Shanahan left. Team fell apart.
No. Well, that team specifically. But, like, the trajectory that they were on, you know what I mean? Like, they would have been... They were good. Like, it seemed like they were good, I thought.
Who do you think is the...
like, seven in a row.
Who do you think is the coach that we should have kept that we got rid of?
I guess Pettine.
No, I don't see it with Mike Pettine.
I think Chudzinski.
They quit on Pettine. And Chud was... I don't understand that hiring in the first place.
No.
I think they should have made Kyle Shanahan a head coach.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think
he's a great coach. A
great talent and a great offensive mind, that guy.
He... Absolutely. He didn't...
I like Chud.
He also didn't want Johnny Manziel, but they said that he was like... a genius, an offensive genius or whatever, which he is.
Yeah.
Now he's got Jimmy G, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's who the Browns should have...
they wouldn't give us Jimmy Garoppolo. We tried.
They just want to do it. They're like, no, we're not going to.
It's right. Because they were
just got to have a good career.
It was because they were so soured on the Jamie Collins trade from the year before, I guess. Like, that's how bad they were to deal with.
Why Sasha were they Brown. Soured on that?
Because they kept changing the terms of the deal or whatever. Oh.
Sorry, AJ McCarron will come in here and save the day.
Yes, AJ McCarron. But anyways, that fucking, you know, that he told the Billy Manziel story where he flew to Las Vegas.
Oh, he talks about it? Nice.
It's great, man. You got to fucking listen to the show. But, like, basically he blames his girlfriend, like, that he was beaten up. they kind of gloss over that.
You know what?
They gloss over that. It was her fault.
She shouldn't have been standing there. You hit that girl. She shouldn't have been standing there. I just throw air punches.
I was just practicing my helicopter punches.
I told her, I'm just going to go like this. And if you get punched, it's your own fault.
Anyways, he's trying to make a comeback, Johnny Manziel. And obviously won't be with the Browns, but I wish him luck. I hope he turns out to be all right.
I don't see it happening.
Nobody's ever going
to. I hope he never plays in the NFL again.
I don't think he will.
He could have fucking been okay, man. Really could have been. He could have been like, if he wasn't a fucking idiot.
But the odds were against him in so many different ways. They were. That him being a fucking idiot guaranteed that he wasn't going to be okay. And then coming to this team, like, it was just... he was cursed.
He has the best record as a Browns starting quarterback the past 3 years. Still... I went to one of that game against the Titans where he hit Travis Benjamin twice for like 100 yards or whatever, like Hail Marys, and those were the only scores of the game, and it was fucking great. The whole city.
You think Johnny Manziel is the best starting quarterback we've had in 3 years?
Well, he's just saying record wise.
Well, record wise, he is.
Yeah.
Mm. Record wise is indicated.
Who do you think is better than Johnny Manziel?
Brian Hoyer.
Well,
that was the year before.
Yeah, the year before. But
That year. They pulled Brian Hoyer for Johnny Manziel.
Right, but the year that he won a game was the following year.
Whatever. It's still past 3 years, right?
No, because Hoyer was gone that
4 years ago?
Yeah. Because gotcha. 17, 16, 15. Okay. Hoyer was 14. Jesus, there's a lot of fucking...
Yeah.
bad.
It all goes so fast.
Seasons.
I like Josh McCown better, too.
Josh McCown was... Good, okay, yeah. I'll give you that. Josh McCown was better than Johnny Manziel. I like Josh McCown. I kind of hope that they sign him again. That's who... Johnny Manziel was saying, like, that Josh McCown is, like, the coolest dude and, like, should be a coach.
Yeah.
If he ever gets another chance again, that... he's going to use the things that Josh McCown... Because that's the difference, because Poyer wouldn't, like, help him out.
Yeah,
because
Poyer wanted the job.
Yeah. Which I don't blame him.
Yeah, Hoyer was the hometown kid living the dream, and like everybody was like, get the fuck out of the way, man, as he's winning games.
Oh, I know.
Well, he did become alive, though.
Yeah.
Manziel was saying that. He's like, I don't know why they shouldn't have changed it, blah, blah, blah. But like at the time, I think he was kind of like lobbying for fucking
for sure.
play. You know what I mean? So
he's coked out of his mind, going, I can win every game.
Yeah. It's all right. I like my football players all fucking liquored up. Ken Stabler, man. Kenny Stabler's the fucking best.
So we got, when they can start signing free agents on, like, what?
The 12th.
The 12th? Mm-hmm. Okay. And no, but no one's, they can start committing, like, a little bit before that, though, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isn't the combine, like,
this week or next week?
Yeah. I think it's this week.
I think it's Monday.
Is it Monday?
I don't know. Yeah. I guess we do have a computing machine in front of
us. They started doing all the like measurements and stuff already.
So. It's insane.
Yeah, it'll be this week.
Yeah, because Baker Mayfield's 6'5"
Hell yeah.
Yeah, February 27th to March 5th.
Oh, they already started?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Getting the easy shit out of the way, like the height and weight and stuff.
It's insane how the NFL dominates, like, the fucking sports news cycle year fucking round, man. Like, it's kind of gross. I don't care.
Well, they've turned every single aspect of the game into an event where the combine is now televised. Like, the entire combine is on NFL Network. Like, and people be like, okay, I got nothing else to do. I'll watch it and see. And then I can say, like, I watched the combine, I got an analysis on this. People will fucking do it.
I
think it's smart.
Yeah, I'd rather talk about basketball or listen about basketball, you know?
Basketball's become pretty unlikable.
I love basketball.
No, I think basketball's doing
better.
Basketball's
great.
Basketball, to me.
James Harden crossing that dude over
and
staring him down. That was a fucking
mess. And then hit
the three? I think basketball is going to overtake football.
It should.
In the next 10
just
years.
Just because of concussions.
Just because of... You see the players more. It's just way more out there. And the players are a lot cooler. Like, basketball players appear to kids as the coolest athletes.
Yeah, because they can say and do whatever they want. Because
the shoes, the fashion...
I think it has the international appeal because of it not really stopping that often. To me, though, it just... Like, there's three teams in contention.
Yeah. That's
everybody else is fucked. Like
that's what they gotta fix.
They split off. It's like, remember WCW when like NWO happened, and then every single wrestler in WCW was in some sort of faction, and there were just like three groups of wrestlers.
Yeah,
and then it all just like it imploded. They sold because there's like it just became an inferior product.
Well,
there's nowhere to go.
Some of these games are really fun to fucking watch though, man. Because I bet on basketball a lot.
We know.
Well, but it's like it's easier to bet than football because there's only like 8 teams that are good and 22 that are fucking terrible. So like you can, if you know what you're doing, you can win a little
bit. But there's 8 teams that are good and 3 that have a chance and everybody is not even close.
But some of the games are joy. So I watched Philly and Miami the other day and I lost, but it was a fucking great fucking game. Like
that was a great
Dwayne
Wade had the game winner.
Yeah, he had like 15 of the last 17.
His fallen fan.
Yeah, the guy that
that
kid
was a tearjerker.
Was buried in
a
Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
And those City Edition jerseys for Miami are the best ones.
Yeah, I like those ones.
The Miami Vice ones.
Yeah. The Coke dealer jerseys.
Yeah, they're fucking great.
Yeah.
I love those.
Dislike the Cleveland, the land thing.
The
gray
ones.
I
like the land, and I like I think they should have put a little bit more color in it. I think they should have put some wine and gold on the trim. But I love that they have like the Guardian tribute on the side where it's the Guardian brand.
Oh yeah, Pants like fucking designed something like that a couple years ago.
Yeah,
that, like is almost completely ripped off.
Right, right.
Like that's fucking ridiculous.
He should just design everything for the city.
He should.
I agree.
Should be in charge of design. He should be the mayor of the city.
I'd fucking vote for him. I fucking love that guy. That
his
guy is
ran
sweet.
Ass pants pantsly.
His Yelp reviews are my favorite.
Oh my god, that the dog thing that he does.
Yeah, and the cooking. What's his kitchen stories?
I don't remember the kitchen.
Oh,
yeah,
on
it's
his
like
Instagram,
Instagram
story where he just does like a cooking show and it's fucking great.
Yeah. fucking shout out.
OK Pants.
Yeah, at OK Pants.
J.R. Smith is not playing tonight.
Yeah, I was going to say. He got into an altercation at shoot around or something like that. They didn't reveal what happened.
Yeah, they didn't say that.
I would like us all to speculate.
I would enjoy
that. And maybe we can get, maybe we'll find out eventually what it was, but maybe we can also get a rumor started.
Let's see. J.R. Smith was sent home because he is fucking Kobe Altman's wife.
I think he was sent
home. That's a one-game suspension.
just because he's got to do something. He's kind of into it. But,
yeah.
I think he's fucking Gloria James.
Ooh. I think he's fucking Delonte West. Galaxy brain.
I'd pay money to see that sex tape. I'm not into gay sex, but yeah. J.R. Smith and Delonte West. Yeah, okay. I'll give you $20. I'll take a look.
Yeah.
I think he keyed Chetty Osmond's car. But he was just trying to get the key in the car. Because he is having his after shoot around Henny. And they're like, oh, dude, we got to hold you out of the game tonight. You're too drunk.
That sucks. I do hope that, like...
No, but I'm happy Rodney Hood's starting tonight. And I think that should be our starting shooting guard.
I agree. Rodney Hood had a great fucking game on Tuesday.
Rodney Hood's a great player. And I think Clarkson is going to end up being the starting point guard at some point, too.
Holy
because
shit.
He's fucking good.
Saquon Barkley had 29 reps on the bench press.
At 250 or whatever?
At 225. 29 reps for running backs. Crazy.
Hey, speaking of the combine, beast. The only cool combine thing that ever happened was when this lineman ran the 40-yard dash and his dick popped up.
I remember that.
That's so funny. We gotta watch the fucking video. This will be the last week that we gotta watch it on film.
Turn it up.
He dies on the turf and just lays there.
Look at him laughing.
Trainer's there. Take a look, but it looks like he's all right. I like that they do the replay before they realize what had happened. High school hoops player. He's now illegal in Major League Baseball, by the way. He tries that. That's so fucking funny.
Right.
Is he still in the league?
Okay. Let's just everybody stay upright, people. Because these guys, if they fall, they fall down hard and long.
It was a long fall.
Long.
Oh, it's so fucking funny. That rivals the Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz is the best.
Lenny Kravitz is so fucking classic. Because he just doesn't know that his dick's hanging out.
Even if he, like, once he does know, he doesn't give a fuck. Lenny Kravitz. So, JR is not playing. Hood's in. This team still isn't playing great. I mean, that game was way too fucking close against the Nets.
Yeah.
They lost two home games already. But I know they got a lot to do, but...
Yeah, like, they're six of their last eight.
I know, but man, you got to beat teams at home. Especially the Wizards. Like, the Wizards, they should have beat. The Spurs are a good team. Pop always has our number. But you gotta play better at home. And that's been a problem.
They've had a lot of open... They've missed a lot of fucking threes.
Yeah.
In those two games they lost. They went, like...
But that's the thing is... First, Tyloo's got to figure out a rotation that makes sense, too. And I know they're still figuring it out. But when in some of those games, like... Larry Nance Jr. didn't even play in the fourth quarter, I think, in the Spurs game or the Washington game. It's like, how the fuck do you hold that guy out when he is always there making a play on one side of the court, and you have Tristan just bumbling around, like, doing next to nothing?
He had a stretch of pretty good games, though.
He has, like, one up, one down. But he doesn't protect the rim or get steals or do anything that Larry Nance Jr. is doing. Larry Nance Jr. is way more active. He moves his feet. He can get to the hoop better. He can actually shoot the ball. He's not like a great jump shooter, but Tristan is
zero,
the worst.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm,
like, anytime Tristan touches the ball, you're like, what's going to happen here? Larry Nance Jr. can grab a rebound and bring it up the fucking floor.
And he's like fucking, he's always hustling, man.
Yeah.
Like he is fucking like.
I'm Tristan Thompson, I'm with you. I don't like Tristan Thompson at all.
I was really hoping we were going to trade him during the everything that's going on. But
I mean, who's going to take that fucking contract?
No, I know.
But I mean, you can't blame him. Like, that's what, they won a championship, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. You got
to
pay
him. Well, like, but you didn't have to pay him. You could have gotten someone that has the same skill set as him in the draft or for nothing.
I'm all for wasting Dan Gilbert's money.
but I don't want to waste our years with LeBron.
I mean, I really think that this team is really, really fucking good, and they still have a bunch of games to figure it out, and they'll be good during
the playoffs. I don't think Boston has a chance.
Not at all.
They're going to run through everybody to the finals.
Absolutely.
And then, I don't know.
Because they get Kevin Love.
And then it depends.
We need an injury if we're going from Golden State.
But
we need
them hurt. Yeah. I could see the Rockets upsetting Golden State this year.
I cannot.
You can't?
No.
Mm-hmm. Harden's got this chip on his shoulder. And they play very good basketball.
I was thinking about it today. Who the fuck did Oklahoma City trade?
For Paul George? Oladipo?
No. I'm sorry. The other way around. Who did Houston trade to Oklahoma City for James Harden? Because they didn't. It doesn't seem like they had.
Was just kind of becoming a locker room cancer, and they needed to get rid of him.
Yeah, they just wanted him gone. But yeah, you're right. Well, he was still six man. Like he wasn't James Harden yet. He was.
Yeah, but he was still real fucking good.
He was real fucking good. But you're just like, he was real good on a pretty shitty team.
No, they went to the finals.
Was he with them when they went to the finals?
I think so. I'm pretty sure. So. Okay. Because he's been with Houston 4 years.
Okay, maybe.
I still hate Kevin Durant.
I do too.
Whole fake tough guy thing that he's picked up really.
It's really phony. It's really like bad.
Who said? It was Giannis? No, it was Joel Embiid. When he was jawing with somebody and the benches cleared or something like that. And they asked him afterwards, they're like, aren't you, afraid to start a fight or something? He's like, man, it's the NBA. Nobody actually fights.
Not anymore. Thunder acquired guards Kevin Martin and Jeremy Lamb, 2 first-round picks and a second-round pick.
Okay, so 2 first-round picks. I mean,
wonder who they got with those first-round picks. Probably Steven Adams, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I love Steven Adams.
He's great.
Yeah.
Did you see how he wrote an autobiography or whatever?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they asked him about it, and he's like, I don't know, I didn't write it. I barely read, mate.
That's funny. They're supposed to be making a movie about Delly at some point.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they sold the rights. I doubt it.
I showed you guys the pictures, right? That my buddy made? No?
Oh, what?
I'm pretty I totally showed you. Remember, I told you you got to follow my buddy on Twitter.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
My buddy made these pictures at Delhi, and he tweets them at Ken Garman. My buddy Chris Baseball 33.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. These are fucking funny.
Jimmy has that T-shirt that he made. That's keep whites out of basketball. With a picture of Delhi.
Damn Jimmy.
Oh man, I got to show you
your favorites. Delly naked on one knee,
cock punching.
Punching Pat Riley right in the dick as he blocks his kick.
I gotta show you guys.
Delly's always naked. Here's him choking out the Celtics leprechaun nude.
That guy's funny. I was scrolling through his Twitter, man, and he hardly tweets, you know, like he would fucking get more follow.
He used to be a hardcore troll.
Is he?
Oh my god, a hardcore troll.
Like would like make people lose their mind, kind of shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel if I really dedicated myself to it, like once this all falls apart for me, I could. If I get to my dark place and I have time and nothing left to lose. Oh boy. Oh boy. I won't even get into it.
What, trolls that you receive?
No, trolls that I would do. Things that I could, things that go into my mind and go, nah, I could do that.
I had to ask you guys, I already knew the answer, but I was going to make some sort of congressional baseball game joke the day after that fucking shooting.
Yeah, don't do that. Speaking of baseball, the 2016 Indians are back intact.
Yeah.
Nappy Nips.
I mean, they just have him to, as a favor for him, to like showcase him for other teams, because he was playing in that where all the free agents were, that training camp Mexican in Florida. League with, yeah. With, no.
Jake from
from all State Major League. Eastbound. Oh, no, it's in Florida, and since all the owners are colluding with one another to keep the prices of free agency down, all those free agents are at this camp, but nobody's coming to watch him or whatever, so the Indians invited him as a favor for him, because he's not gonna make the team.
Yeah.
Maybe he will.
How did he do last year? I didn't pay attention to him.
He had a WAR of -4 or -0.4, so it's the only season that he had of negative WAR.
He still had over 30 home runs.
Yeah, 29, but he struck out 200 times, yeah, and only batted 190 something.
I love how Mark Reynolds has the number one and two most strikeouts, yep, in a single season. He's number one and two.
For half a year, he was a great Indian, yeah, and then all of a sudden, he literally made no contact, and they fucking they released. You know how hard it is for the Indians to designate a guy for assignment that they paid $10 million to? That's how fucking bad that guy was. But he had he still hit 30 home runs that year or something like that.
Whatever happened to that prospect at lefty from the Cardinals we got for Brandon Moss? He was supposed to be one of the Cardinals' top guys.
I don't know. I know that the guy they got from the Cardinals, who when they traded Justin Masterson, was just released off the 40-man roster. He's a quadruple-A player now. You know what I mean? Mm. I don't know. Who did they... The left-handed first baseman?
No, Bradley, left-handed pitcher.
Oh, the left-handed pitcher? I have no idea. Your fucking boy is going to be good as fuck this year.
Clevinger?
Yeah.
He's going to come into his own.
They,
turned it. What's making you guys say this?
Because
his hair's longer. He was looking good towards the end of the season, but, so you think he's going to take that Tomlin fifth spot?
No, I don't. I think they're gonna put Salazar in the bullpen,
just to try and
build his value back up. And he's hurt anyways. He's not gonna open the season on the major league team, which is so ridiculous. How does that guy get fucking hurt that many times?
Yeah, Rob Kaminsky. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Is he in? What is he in? Double A? Triple A?
What's happening with Zimmer? Is he gonna be back in shape?
Yeah, he's no restrictions. He's been participating fully in the spring training.
I think he's gonna be he had a good season last season, but
I think he's gonna make the next step.
Be the breakout star this year.
Yeah, yeah. I hope so. What was I gonna say?
Naquin's finally healthy again. Now that he's not going to be a guy, but he's a nice, reliable guy to have.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I think Kipnis is going to have a good bounce back.
Looking here. Real good. I was looking at some of his stuff today.
He hit 3 home runs in his first 2 games, which is...
In 2017, with Akron, Kaminsky was placed on the disabled list with left forearm soreness after one start and did not pitch during the remainder of the season.
Oh, that's not good. All right. Well, you win some, you lose some. They still got another pitcher... in the top 50. I don't know what his name is. Sheffield something, I think.
Gary.
I'd like Gary Sheffield. Mejia action.
Mejia is the number 5 prospect in all of baseball.
It has a catcher, though?
Mm-hmm.
Because,
you mean they want him as catcher. I was reading the other day.
Really?
That, yeah.
He's such a little tiny catcher.
I know. He's
Where did Santana go? He went to the Philly?
Philly, yeah. 3 years, $60 million.
So much money.
I get him leaving. I don't get the Jay Bruce thing.
I don't either.
Right, for what they could have paid for him? What,
it was $37 million for 4 years.
The window is
now
closing. Mm-hmm. Like honestly, I think this year, because you lose Andrew Miller, and Lord knows how much Tito's going to stay.
And the American League just keeps getting better, too.
The Yankees just got fucking deadly.
It's
so unfair, man. Like, I know they drafted all those fucking guys, but, like, it's just unfair.
Well, when you have Derek Jeter trade their best player to the fucking Yankees, like, that's
what the Yankees deals. I would never watch baseball again if I lived in Miami. If I was a Marlins fan, fuck that. That guy's a fucking... He has herpes, so...
Who does?
Derek Jeter.
Good for him.
Yeah, I don't know. I fucking... the Indians weren't in on any of those guys. But, like, the other guys that weren't Juan Carlos Stanton, that white guy, the right fielder, was fucking really good. The Marlins were fucking good, man. And they weren't paying anybody. You know what I mean? Those were all
That's
guys
how they do
fucking
it, though.
Yeah.
They'll build up their team through draft in farm systems, and then they'll win for 1 year, and then they'll sell everything off.
Yeah, baseball like suck because Major League Baseball knew that was their. They didn't have enough money to buy the fucking team at first. You know what I mean? They came in and reviewed their whole strategy was to cut costs. And, like, they fucking just awarded that to them because Derek Jeter
all went down with Jose Fernandez's boat.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't have been doing coke, fucking driving a big ass fucking boat.
Go ahead and do coke on a boat. That's fine, but
don't drive
that boat. Yeah, don't drive that boat. Yeah, you have the money to hire somebody.
Yeah,
to drive the boat.
Get a big old yacht. Go real slow.
Yeah,
have fun.
When Rover's got a boat, when he goes out on his boat, he hires someone to drive the boat. That's their job.
Yeah,
they drive the boat. Then everybody else can do whatever they want.
I don't get why any famous people get DUIs ever.
It makes zero sense.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Yeah.
Why? I mean, if I have a drink, I either Uber or I have Josh Lawhorn drive. Like, it's that simple. Like, you got, and all these dudes have, like, hanger-ons and shit like that. Like, go fucking find someone else to drive. Take a fancy Uber.
Fucking Uber XL. Dumb.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, the NFL will give you a driver.
Yeah.
You don't even have to pay for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, that's sweet.
You get a driver.
And that's better.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather sit in the car and be able to fuck around than have to fucking drive.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of time during the day if you want to drive your fancy car to go drive around and go fast. Do whatever you want to do. But at night when you're... Just get home safe and... Yeah, it's just fucking stupid. Yeah. Could be stupid, guys. I know you all.
I imagine driving a boat coked up is a lot of fun, though.
I'm sure it's fun as fuck. It's probably one of the funnest things you could do.
Then have someone there supervising that fun.
You got to get like a second wheel, like a student driver car.
Yeah, with the boat brake on it. Honestly, you could probably just give, if you're drunk and high enough, you probably just give them a wheel and be like, I'm driving the boat. Like, yeah, you are, buddy.
Like little kids of video games?
Yeah, like on The Office when they go on the booze cruise and Dwight's driving the boat on the fake wheel.
I've been watching that show like crazy lately.
I love that show.
A boat brake is also called an anchor.
All right. You and your fucking nautical.
Starboard.
Port. That's it. That's all I know about fucking. Tie me a sheepshank, and I know that from Jaws. So, 1,118 men go into the water. 422 come out. Sharks got the rest.
Oh, I love that movie.
The best is like at the end where the shark's eating the boat, and it's like so clearly like a robot.
Yeah. Hammy.
He's like fucking falling to. And then when he gets eaten, what's his name? Quint, right?
Yeah.
In the movie? And it, like, blood comes out of his mouth. It's like, that's not necessary.
That's not really how it happened. Yeah. Didn't just explode on the inside.
Last episode, we were talking about funny things about Trump, and I just remembered that he's afraid of sharks.
Trump is very afraid of sharks.
Yes! You didn't hear that?
No.
Oh!
It's in the Stormy Daniels thing.
Really?
Where... They're watching Shark Week up in his hotel room, and he's like, I don't like sharks. I don't like them at all. If I could kill all the sharks, I would. They're very scary animals.
The exact quote is hilarious. I gotta find it.
My favorite is Eric Berry being afraid of horses.
Yeah, that
horses are fucking scary.
The safety funny. For the you ever seen that?
No.
Safety for the Chiefs. The Broncos has that horse, like that live horse that runs around, and Eric Berry's like warming up, and the horse is running around next to him. He's like, "Whoa, coach." Coach, that horse. I like that horse. He's like running from it.
That's hilarious.
Oh, fuck. I'm trying to find the exact quote. And then, like, they went back in his Twitter, and from, like, 2011 and 12, like, all these fucking, like, bat shit. Yeah, yeah, but I would never, yes. Like, I would never donate it to a shark charity. Yeah. The strange thing about that night, this was the best ever. You could see the television from the little dining room, and he's watching Shark Week, and he's watching a special about the USS something, and it sank, and it was like the worst shark take in history. He's obsessed with sharks, terrified of sharks. He was like, I donate to all these charities, and I would never donate any charity to help sharks. I hope all the sharks die. He was riveted. He was obsessed. It was very strange, I know.
He's a fucking crazy, crazy person.
Wait, he tweeted in 2013, "Sharks are the last on my list, other than perhaps the losers and haters of the world."
Oh my god.
Funniest man in America strikes again!
And today, was it today or yesterday, he was talking about gun control, and it was just like, "Well, we need stricter gun control." And all the Republicans are like, "What are you talking about? This is like,
oh, yeah,
this
yeah.
is like, oh, you guys are all afraid of the NRA."
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not afraid of the NRA.
Yeah, yeah. He's like,
he just does not give a fuck.
He doesn't know. Right. Like, it's not that he doesn't give a fuck. He's literally the stupidest person, like, on the fucking planet. Like, he didn't even know. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah. Maybe we should just take all the guns away.
We'll take the guns away, and then we'll figure out yes. all the court stuff later. That's and what
like,
it said.
I turned on Glenn Beck while I was driving today, and they were having a fucking meltdown about that, which is delicious.
That's
to
hilarious.
Me. That all these fucking, like, conservative fucking people are losing
because they've
their
been
minds.
Defending him so hard.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I think Rush was doing the same thing because.
Oh, was it?
That's on in the hallways, and the. And he can't spin that. He can't spin
no,
that.
No, you can't.
Of, like, oh, Trump's talking about taking the guns without due process.
Oh, it's so great.
They're talking about him firing Sessions, and then...
He calls Sessions Mr. Magoo.
Wait, he called him Mr. Magoo?
That's his nickname for Jeff Sessions. Mr. Magoo.
That's hilarious! He's the funniest man in America! God damn, I could watch fucking... hours of just him talking because he fucking says like the fucking thing we played on, like, you know what, I like you.
Oh, Nick Masters is about to be out too, right?
The national security advisor.
Yeah.
Man, they're all
yeah,
fucking jumping ship.
Hope Hicks is gone again. Nick Masters,
which
is
gone. Fucking sexy, man. Yeah. Nice little conservative Ooh. Girl. Hope Hicks.
Let's take a look.
She's one of her...
How's that spelled?
Just like it sounds.
Hicks.
Hope Hicks. Yeah,
Hope.
Just like it.
Hope.
Hope Hicks.
H-O-P-E.
Hope Hicks.
Hope Hicks. Hope Hicks sinks ships.
Nice conservative gal. Let you fuck her in the ass and probably squirts from it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And she was
she's
really sexy. High up, and all she
she's 29
did,
too.
Yeah, she's 29, and she worked for Ivanka.
Yeah,
as like
a
fashion a
lifestyle
designer.
Brand
yeah.
consultant or something like that. So,
and then what was her job?
She was like the director of communications
yeah.
or something.
Public
like that.
Relations consultant, who's outgoing White House communications director.
Which sounds like it does something, but in reality, I mean, like, who? What are they doing?
I like to look at
Hope
Hicks. That's what it is.
She was succeeded by Mercedes Schlapp.
What?
Mercedes Schlapp of the best.
That, I mean, like, I don't know. It's very obvious that, like, nobody's in charge, and they just leave him with, like, his BlackBerry so he can tweets and, like, the
generals. Well, he
tweeted
stuff out from a recorded segment on the news.
Yeah,
and he was tweeting it like it was live. And,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love him. I love him so much. He's the fucking best. He's the GOAT. And it's like, did you see all the stuff about the Russian, like, bots?
Oh, yeah.
But, like, that's all fucking...
Like, y'all getting deleted on Twitter and shit?
Yeah, but it's, like,
and the people losing their mind?
It's overblown. How the fuck would you, like, look at what they were tweeting, like, the Russian bots or whatever? Like, if anybody was swayed by that, then fucking God bless America. You know what I mean?
But that's the thing, is people were swayed by shit like that.
Well, then then who gives a fuck? I don't think that it's that effective. Like, there's companies that fucking put... It's Facebook ads. They bought, like, $100,000 worth of Facebook ads.
But my dad clicks on those Facebook ads and then tells us those stories like they're fucking truth.
Yeah, like, have you ever found yourself, like, kind of just seeing a headline and then later, like... bringing it up as if it is true, because I've been caught up in certain things before. I couldn't tell you what it was, but like I've seen Facebook headlines and then later been like, oh fuck, that was fake, god damn it.
I'm not
a fucking retard.
It's happened. I've gotten very good about checking.
Well, now I have. Yeah.
Well, you just look at the fucking whatever website this, yes I know
if it's Fox News cable superstar.com, then it's not it's not a real website.
Or, like, I don't know. If it doesn't, if it's not, like, the Washington Post or something like that, it's like not real.
Conservative lockdown news extravaganza. Like, they have the weirdest fucking names.
Yeah, whatever. They fucking... I'm trying to find a good Trump tweet. Oh, this was the one that the other day that made me laugh really hard. Oh, fuck. What's wrong with my fucking internet?
Net neutrality. Not neutral anymore. It's in drive.
Boy, he fucking really... Oh, here it is. All caps. Big CPAC straw poll results. 93% approve of the job President Trump is doing. In parentheses. Thank you. 50% say President Trump should tweet, all caps, more or same. Parentheses. Funny! Exclamation point. 79% say Republicans in Congress should do a better job of working with President Trump. Parentheses. Starting to happen.
Oh! He's a maniac.
He's great. His fucking wig flew off two weeks ago.
Oh, that was so disturbing.
Looks like the fucking Darth Vader, you know?
Yeah. Oh. He's something else, man. I'm wondering how this is all gonna, like, fall apart. Because it's gonna fall apart. And it's not gonna be the Russia thing. It's gonna be something silly. It's gonna be so silly.
Oh, wait, you mean, like, his presidency?
Yeah.
No, he gets reelected. 100, guaranteed.
Well, eventually.
Really? You guarantee he's gonna be reelected? What makes you say that?
Because Americans are the dumbest, piggish, like...
But here's where... people are going to start turning on him. He put a 10% tariff on aluminum, so now beer cans are going to cost more, and so now the price of beer is going to go up. So that was a big mistake, and it's going to fuck him over.
He won the first election because huge amounts of people that would be voting for the Democrats did not go vote.
Right. And who are
If those people just go out and just straight up vote, if they just vote against Trump, he loses.
But here's the thing. You're right. But the Democrats are going to do the same thing they did last time and run a fucking candidate that nobody the fuck wants.
Don't you think that with the large group of people who did not vote the first time, the incentive of having Trump not in office is going to drive them out in large numbers?
No, because I just said I love the man. Like, he's hilarious.
Well, we're not trying to get you.
You can still love him. You can still love him, and he'll just be gone.
Nothing's gonna...
He'll be funnier as an ex-president.
No,
but I could totally see something, like, happening, like, something silly being... the downfall of his presidency.
But, like, he's already the silliest person on Earth.
That's why it's going to get to a point where it's going to... he's going to slip walking down the steps and call Melania a cunt. And then, it's going to be something ridiculous.
He does need to hold someone's hand while walking up steps. He's afraid of stairs.
There could be sharks in those stairs. There's a puddle, like there's a shark in it.
Stairs and sharks. Oh man, what a God bless this country. I fucking love it. It's so great.
I don't like sharks.
What animal are you afraid of?
Snakes.
What about you, Ryan?
Bears. I saw a bear at the Medina County Fair probably 20 years ago.
Rats.
They're fucking... Oh, rats are gross.
I don't like rats either.
Yeah, rats are gross. Rat. But the bear looked at me, and I've never felt like more primal fear in my fucking life.
Yeah, when I was just in Pennsylvania, and we went hiking in like the mountains, and there's black bears apparently out there.
Yeah.
And they're all sleeping in the winter, so like you don't have to worry about them. But in the summer, like you got to be fucking careful because you'll just come across a black bear, and they'll just like beat the fuck out of you, and just like not even like eat you, just like. Like, play with you, because they're bears.
Well, I heard black bears aren't... They're still dangerous, but, like, they're not, like,
grizzly are as like aggressive.
Yeah, yeah, they're, like, kind of, like, yeah. Scared.
Snakes, you don't hear them. They're just...
rattlesnakes?
Fucking... Yeah, rattlesnake you do hear, but, like, every other snake, they're just... All the
they're just right there. There. Man, we had a little snake in our bathroom when I lived in Medina that I had to get out, like, it... was in our drain or some shit. Mm-hmm. That was not fun.
Oh, I told the story before, right? Remember, like, during the finals, Sarah, I think we all went to patio or whatever. And, like, Sarah left because they were losing, but we stuck around. And she texted me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's
I remember that, yeah.
She's like, there's a snake in the house. Like, oh,
there's
yeah,
there's a snake
baby.
In my room.
Oh, yeah, there is. There's about to be.
Fucking snake.
You fucking asshole. I was like, oh, yeah.
Snakes are a weird, shitty pet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My older brother, like the oldest, he likes snakes, and that's why I've never really had a connection with him.
They have no,
and just like, you want to see my snake? No, I don't.
Well, they don't have feelings.
They don't do anything.
Right, I'll take a look at that dick.
Well, that's not what you meant. Oh, okay. Yeah, reptiles are, in general... Like, I don't know why you have a reptile as a pet. They spread salmonella.
Yeah, they're horrible. I used to work at a pet shop. That was, like, my first job. And I had to, like, clean the reptile cages. And, like, they're all like that. Like, the tarantulas.
Oh.
I don't like that shit.
Yeah. There's a fucking...
The tarantulas were, like, at least cool to look at, though. Like, I enjoyed watching them, like... But, like, I'd have to, like, open their cage and, like, pull... No. Like, I would do it, like... probably not the best way to do it. Where I'd, like... They'd have these, like, little... grass, like astroturf sheets, and you'd take them and you'd wash them and then you put them back in. And they just had like a little bit of shit on them, and I would just take it and like when I was putting it back in, I just put it over the tarantula.
Mm-hmm.
and then let it crawl over it. I mean, it always got on out from under it, so
I let the tarantula crawl across my hand once.
Ugh. Ugh. I hate spiders. Spiders are not
I don't give a fuck about spiders. I'll kill a spider.
Snakes. Tarantula is a fucking...
Snakes, yeah. Though? Snakes will get you.
Like Indiana Jones, man.
Yeah, that's... Me and him are one and the same.
Pretty much. That's what I think of.
You're into whips.
Oh, yeah.
You're really big into stealing artifacts back from people that are making money to give them to a museum for some reason.
Yeah, fuck them.
Belongs in a museum.
Do you remember the young Indiana Jones? It was like a TV series in like the early 90s.
Yeah, I actually watched it. It was on like Netflix or something a few years ago.
Oh, really? Yeah, is it bad?
It doesn't hold up the way you like it to, but it was okay.
I remember being really young like when that was on.
Yeah,
that
was, I think I was like 9, so you were probably like 6 or so. Yeah. So.
It's my birthday coming up soon. Ugh.
Oh, when's your birthday?
The 30th of March.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be 31 years old.
Gross.
Oh, so
I was thinking about getting like a.
I just turned 36. I'm old. We did the birthday episode.
Yeah.
Everybody remembers.
Think about getting a cabin for the weekend somewhere and have like a bunch of people like.
That'd be fun as fuck.
Party in the woods. Because my birthday's not Friday.
Yeah. So, I'd be down for that.
Yeah, we should plan on doing that.
They're probably all booked
fuck
up
fest.
Already. There's like any cabin.
Fuck fest?
Oh, yeah.
All
dudes.
You better book that yesterday, though, because that's a. All those cabins get booked up already. So.
I'll check after.
Maybe next year.
We should build a cabin.
We should do something.
Let's
chop
do
down
that.
Trees and build a cabin like real men.
All right. Mm-hmm. My a friend
do
of mine.
Do any of us own anything?
Property?
No, we don't.
No, we will.
I'll ask my ex-wife if we can use it the backyard for a house.
Squatters' rights.
We'll chop down trees. We'll all buy an axe.
Be fun. It'd
no
be fun.
Chainsaws.
Man. When I was out in Pennsylvania, like we had like we were at the top of this mountain, and like we took Coco's car, and like it got real snowy and shit, so like we just parked that at like a business, and then they came and got us in a 4x4, and then we just like got drunk by a fire and like threw snowballs at each other.
Yeah, it's fucking fun. Awesome. It's fun to fucking, my friend whom I had a falling out with because
you're a dick.
Well, I fucked her, but and she had a boyfriend at the time. Anyways, she had a her parents had like a fucking cabin, like a deer hunting thing, like in Scio, Ohio, like down in the middle of fucking nowhere. And it was fun as fuck, and it had like satellite TV
too. Yeah, where we were staying, like it had all like, because it's a dude's house, like he lives there full time, yeah. But then like everybody just comes in like parties there on like certain weekends, so it's a good time.
Yeah, well, it's fun. It's fun to get drunk in the woods like men.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that movie Dead Man with Johnny Depp?
No.
No.
Okay. Dead Man's Chest.
No.
Why is the rum always gone? Good reference.
I don't think you can talk about manly stuff and then go right into Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp is a man's man.
Yeah, he beat that lady up.
Yeah,
exactly. He beat up his ex-wife.
He owns $30,000 worth of bracelets, I'm sure.
And scarves.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, but then he punches, was it Amber Heard?
Yeah, Amber Heard, who is now married to...
a lady, right?
No. Who's the space guy?
Elon Musk?
Elon Musk.
She's married to Elon Musk?
Yeah.
He's a weird looking dude.
He's a very weird looking dude, but he has over like $1 billion, so.
He's got a lot of money, yeah.
South African.
Is he South African? South African.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
That's a good South African. Afrikaners, I can't. That's like one that I can never get. Afrikaners.
What was that? That Jonah of Tonga or something like that?
I don't know.
It was on HBO. It was pretty funny. Fuck you, miss.
What was the one? It was like the Mighty Boosh. It was like on Cartoon Network, Adult Swim.
Oh, I know. I never watched
it. It was fucking weird as shit, yeah. Man. And I think it was like South African. Bet you those people's minds are a little fucking warped, being that they were an apartheid state up until 30 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, they're
the white section of Africa.
Mm-hmm. But like the population of white people in South Africa is like, it's like 8% or something like that. It, like, it's ridiculously low. How come... Those people are more tolerant than the black South Africans are more fucking tolerant than I would be if I was
jailed for your skin color.
Like, I don't know why they would let them live there. 8%
just take over.
Superior race. I don't know.
I do not endorse that.
Kidding, joking. Yeah, I don't know. Like guns, probably.
Oh
yeah, guns.
Because they were there.
They came in with gunpowder, like the pilgrims.
I think South Africa was like South Africa in the 1700s or something like that, probably.
I know nothing about it.
I know nothing about it either. Nothing. Never even saw Invictus.
I saw Invictus.
Is it good?
I saw Blood Diamond.
I saw Blood Diamond too, and Leo.
I saw Blood Diamond as well.
Leo was great in that. I think that was his best acting role ever.
I thought it was very really? Good, except yeah. His accent, his Rhodesian accent, sort of grated.
I thought it was good though. For
yeah, it was good.
Like, no Gangs in New York or The Departed.
Oh, Departed, I think is his best. He won Oscar. Or no, he was nominated for an Oscar.
He won for The Revenant.
For The Revenant, where he just crawled around and ate gross things.
Still a good movie, but Tom Hardy should have won the Oscar for that.
No, yeah, Tom Hardy becomes a different person every time he's in a movie.
Love Tom Hardy.
Leonardo DiCaprio just shivered. He's like, oh, I'm really cold. Oh, use it. Yeah, I'm really fucking cold. We're filming. Good.
I like him because he's moving into his like fat Brando phase of his career. He's not there yet, but
he's
like,
he's on his way.
Yeah. Pictures of him like shirtless playing with water guns. Kind of
fat. South African.
He's about to fuck Kevin Hart.
I get that reference. Alright, wrap this up. I gotta take a shit.
Alright, we're done here. What do you want to plug? Anybody? Oh, you guys are doing
The Roxino.
I'll put this out tomorrow, so yeah. People go to The Roxino tomorrow.
The Roxino. Oh, get my album.
Buy Bill's album on iTunes, and then Saturday is the Roast of Marlon Fears at East End, and we made some videos, and it'll be fucking fun, so. Bye.
Goodbye.